And join us now for the KMZU Dream Team broadcast, the head coach of Crest Ridge, Chris Cavanaugh. First off, Coach, thanks for taking the time out to join us for the Dream Team broadcast this evening.
Well, thanks for doing this for us. This is one of those things that our kids look forward to every year, and it's a great thing.
And you got a couple of individual athletes on the Dream Team this year, and the senior Justin Donald and the junior Colin Reynolds. We'll start with the underclassmen first. Let's talk about the junior Colin Reynolds.
Colin had a great year for us. He's one of those kids that he can play several different spots on both sides of football, but he kind of settled in as our fullback this year, and he rushed for just almost 1,200 yards with 15 touchdowns. Had a great year for us. Really tough kid that ran the ball well and blocked well for us on the inside, and he was really one of the couple guys on offense that really made us go this year.
You know, he is a junior. What's it going to be like to have that kind of production and that kind of individual player back next year?
Well, it's great to have him back. He's a kid that like I said, he was a big-time player for us this year, and he's played other spots for us in previous seasons. So he's got a lot of experience. And next year, looking at what we're going to have, Colin's going to have to carry the load for us. He'll be our guy that really, you know, we anticipate being our featured running back. And he'll get that ball, you know, he'll get 20, 25 carries a ball game. And he needs to be the guy that kind of makes us go next year. We lose Justin Donald, who's our other Dream Team player. And with the loss of him, Colin's going to really step up and be a playmaker for us, even more so than he was this year.
And you mentioned him just briefly there, so we'll move on to the senior Justin Donald, the other Dream Teamer from Crest Ridge this year. Talk about that young man.
Justin's been a great player for us. The first thing I want to say about Justin Donald is he has been, this year and last year both, he's been an academic All-State kid. He gets great grades. He's a great student, does everything the way that you want your student athletes to be. And, you know, you wish you had a whole bunch of kids that were like that because, you know, smart kids are good football players also. And, like I said, so he was a two-time academic All-State kid. He was also named the first team All-State team as a defensive back this year. Had a great season. Defensively, it's the second time he's been named to the All-State team. He was second team last year, and he was first team All-State this year. So we're awful proud of that. And he was our main guy this year. If you were going to stop Crest Ridge, you had to stop Justin Donald, and it was tough to do that all night long.
With Justin being the All-State free safety that you mentioned there and playing both sides of the ball, was he the kind of leader that led by example, or was he more of a vocal leader or kind of a mix of both?
He was a mix of both. You know, I could talk about both these kids all day long and how they work and how much football means to them. And, you know, Justin didn't miss a weightlifting session all summer. He was, I think, 33 for 33. And he had a type of year that really shows that he's dedicated to being a great football player. He had almost 1,400 yards rushing with 18 touchdowns offensively. And then defensively, as I said, he was an All-State kid. He had 9 interceptions this year with the 7 that he had last year. He had 16 interceptions the last 2 years. And those were really impressive numbers. And he had a better year this year playing closer to the line of scrimmage. We needed him to move from corner to free safety and get him involved in stopping the run a little bit more. So he didn't get to spend all his time back in the defensive secondary. We kind of snuck him into the box some. He just had a great season. He was a great leader and, we hate to see him move on because he's been such a big part of our program the last 4 years.
Again, we're speaking with Coach Chris Cavanaugh, Crest Ridge Cougars head coach, and talking about the two players from his squad on the Dream Team this year, and senior Justin Donald and junior Colin Reynolds. Coach, thanks again for taking the time out to chat with us here this evening. Is there anything we're leaving out, anything else you wanted to cover?
I think we've pretty much hit it. I want to say I'm proud of both Colin and Justin, as well as everybody on our team. We had a nice year and proud of what those two boys did.
Again, Coach Chris Cavanaugh, the Crest Ridge Cougars, here on the Dream Team broadcast.